Hi, Sander. How are you? And today's topic will require probably the UN General Assembly to me. When it comes to successful CEOs, does gender matter?
Well, this is a very, very controversial topic, Jill. Very controversial. A lot has been written on it. Getting on boards for lack of diversity, no women. There are some very successful CEOs out there, female CEOs. IBM, of course, Jeannie Romano, so former CEO of Pepsi, Adrian Mori, Sheryl Sanders, the COO of Facebook, a little controversial, and of course the number one, Mary Barra, CEO of GM. But other than that, we really can't name any. But this is interesting. As I said, the topic today is very, very controversial. So, you know, in a world where men continue to hold 95% of the top jobs, you know, at the biggest U.S. firms, there's been a recent surge of money and attention to startups founded and run by women. Over the past couple of years, you know, we've seen an unprecedented number of unicorn valuations for companies with women in charge. It starts, you know, upstarts like Glossier, you know, the cosmetics firm, Rent the Runway, women, nabbing, you know, big funding. So it stands to reason that there can't be a more efficient way to target female customers, especially those care about gender equality than with companies run with women. A company founded by women, especially if it makes a product for women, will operate in a different and better way than one founded by a man. You know, both the research, this is very, very controversial. Both a Pew Research Center survey and researchers at the U.S. Naval Academy and Harvard have found that female leaders are viewed as more compassionate and empathetic, and people think they create safe and respectful workplaces. Well, according to Business Week, that reasoning is flawed. Just having more women in charge, even ones who define their missions as feminist, does not mean greater equality for women. Not as a guarantee of a well-run firm. And, you know, here's it often goes. A woman starts a company that caters to female people. A woman, you know, and the company that markets that differentiate to sell itself as a warrior in the fight for greater equality, then it turns out the company itself is, in some way, not living up to the inspiring ideals that it virtually made its raison d'etre. Example, those who have come up with come up short. Bra retailer Third Love, where female employees told the research firm they were bullied and told not to negotiate salaries. And the online fashion store Nasty Gal, which is in a lawsuit now, that describes it as a horrible place for pregnant women to work. On December 9th, Stephanie Corey stepped down as chief CEO of Away Luggage after employees alleged in an article that she created a toxic work culture. So here's some observations, Jill. For example, I had a lot of women in charge of my divisions when I was running the Havas ad agency. And it seems that when they came up the ranks to run the divisions that we had, they started acting more like men than what they did before. Remember, women naturally are more compassionate. They are better at building relationships than men. That goes without saying. But all of a sudden, they start acting like a man. They see what male CEOs do and how they act. And all of a sudden, they become that instead of what they were before and what got them to the big job. So very, very interesting. Other complaints involve racism. In August, Asher Grant, the director of the Free Black Women Library, announced she was canceling her Wing membership, because Wing is the workplace for women. Grant alleged she was harassed and threatened by other members' guests, a white woman, whom neither Grant or the Wing had chosen to identify right now. The woman accused her of taking a parking spot that belonged to her, then yelled insults at her as she followed her into the building. So, more on this. The thing we have to think about is why is achieving gender equality so difficult in corporate America right now? So there's a strong business case for diversity. Boston Consulting Group, a group that I really respect, found that companies with more diverse management teams have 19% higher revenue due to innovation. A recent study found that stock prices spike when companies reveal relatively good diversity statistics. Another recent survey found that female chief financial officers brought in more money than their male predecessors when hired. But not creating pathways to success for women, companies are hurting their own financial growth, according to the work that the Boston Consulting Group has done. But real life suggests that putting more women in charge will not necessarily result in more moral, ethical, or gender equal firms, which is where a lot of thinking on workplace diversity goes wrong. There's not much of a difference between women and men. Now, this comes from a woman named Stephanie Johnson, associate professor at University of Colorado, the Lee School of Business, where she studies leadership and diversity. And she's done a lot in this area, men versus women. Analysis of hundreds of leadership studies going back to the 60s have found that two genders are more similar than different in how they lead. I agree. And female leaders, of course, run the spectrum from Elizabeth Holmes, awful person, the Theranos CEO, the blood testing machines that were all false.
That everyone fell for.
Yeah. Charles Feinberg, to Mary Barra, great. Just as men range from Martin Ciccarelli, who's now in jail, to Zuckerberg, to Warren Buffett. But, it's harder to see the range of leadership archetypes among women because there aren't many to choose from. So the bad ones tend to stick out big time. The former CEO of Avon, awful. She did well within her past job, corporate, but then she became CEO and Avon was awful. So that's a little bit about where we are right now. The companies run by women can fall prey to the same group think as those run by men. Many startup founders, male or female, turn to people they know as early hires. Bad mistake. I made some bad mistake. A group of white women who all went to the same school does not a diverse company make. If anything, this shows how female CEOs are a lot like men. When facing the same corporate pressures as any other business, they react a lot like their male peers, which I have seen. So, for example, Uber Technologies hired its first senior HR executive in 2014, 5 years from its founding when it's already had 500 employees. A 2010 study found that after 5 years, only a third of new companies have a human resources planning or evaluating system. So suggesting women are innately different than men in the kind of gender essentialism that results in fewer women as the top and first place. And of course, female CEOs are judged more harshly ethical settings than men. They were in the press a lot more because persistent gender stereotypes that tend to categorize women as having more communal traits than men. So that is true. Women CEOs, COOs, who you know do not do well, more in the press than men. Not good. But you know, it comes down very simply, Jill. Women, as I said before, women who are compassionate, they are more than men. Relationship builders, far better than men. All of a sudden, act like men when they become CEOs. So there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of research being done, and you know, the hope is that women who are on the way up understand the research and stay as they are, relationship builders and compassionate, better leaders and better listeners than men are. And so a little bit about that.
And I wonder, are there books and is there education on the subject? As far as for women, I'm just curious because we all know of people of both genders, as you have indicated here, who have come a cropper. But I just wonder if you know, there are studies or not studies, but if there is education around, hey, you know, don't throw out what got you to this place to begin with.
There are. I think one women should look up this Dr. Stephanie Johnson of University of Colorado. She's done a lot of articles on it, and she's done a lot of research, and she's one of the experts in it. So I definitely would look her up online, Stephanie Johnson.
Very good. Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a good day.